Good morning, everyone. Eric Perez returning again for another series of podcasts around mental health and stress. Today we have the great pleasure of being joined by Dr. Jennifer Bowers. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm very well, thank you, Eric.
Look, I appreciate your time today. This issue around mental health and stress is becoming more prominent in the seafood industry. Not that it hasn't existed for any length of time, but we're decidedly more aware, more acutely aware of the issues around stress. And so before we get into the questions, I'd just like to tell everyone that you're the CEO and Managing Director of Rural and Remote Mental Health Limited. You're working in this space, and so it's really good to have you this morning so that we can pick your brains around this issue. But in particular, one question I want to ask along this mental health stress spectrum is, why do you feel, or what does the research tell us about the importance of intervening earlier rather than later in the piece?
I think the research tells us that people that work in rural and remote Australia, and often in isolation, in challenging weather events, actually have high levels of stress for various reasons, precipitated not just by a mental condition, but by a range of other factors that affect their working environment. So what we try to do is get people to understand what those issues are and how they're affecting their lives so that they can do something about it early. So our whole aim is to raise awareness and give equip people with the knowledge, the information, and the confidence to talk to someone else, to recognise a problem in someone else, and intervene early.
Okay. Could you give us maybe some examples of what some of those tools are for, if I'm hearing you right, some self-diagnoses around whether or not you could be stressed at the moment?
Well, I think there are probably a range of different things that people might be looking at, and they, again, might not be clinical symptoms. They are often could be things like people really struggling financially. They might have really challenging relationship issues. They might have a range of other factors that are all impacting on their lives at once, and that might manifest itself by, for example, clearly, if somebody's not concentrating, they're not concentrating on what they're doing, that's a safety issue. They're not sleeping well. If they're changing, so we're looking for changing patterns in their behaviour and then in their mood. And so it's all of those sorts of things that we talk to people about to enable them to understand you know, what's happening. And often when people work together, in workplaces, and then they go home, so in your industry, people come back, and then they can see a change in someone. And they're then, once they're confident to say something, they're much better equipped to find the language and find the words about asking them, even if they're not asking them, you know, like, are you okay? They can find other ways to explain, well, you know, you're not the same with what's happened, or would you like to talk about something? So they can, you know, feel more confident about, I suppose, having that conversation.
Okay, so one of the things that on the national level, the CEO of Seafood Industry Australia and the organisation in general is looking at is trying to demystify this mental health space. Is that something that you've spent any time looking at, and is it a difficult area to research and or train people up in?
Well, there's a few questions there, Eric.
Sure.
First of all, I think demystifying can be interpreted as breaking down the stigma. And so what we've found is that stigma is a huge issue out there because we need to look at how we do get people to have a conversation and break that down, often in environments where those sorts of things would never be talked about. So you could compare that with maybe a farmer who's very stoic and not prepared or not willing to talk about things, or somebody on a mine site, who wouldn't declare a problem. So And some of our research, and as you said, this research is very hard to get, but we have spent now over 10 years working on getting this, the facts and the figures and the research to understand what the issues are. And one of the key factors are that people that, who perceive that there is a stigma and feel completely unable to speak about it are most at risk, particularly if they're showing symptoms and signs of being very depressed or very anxious. So they are most at risk, those that really feel they can't speak to anybody because of the stigma that they see, that they perceive that are there, even if it's not.
Okay, so I guess this leads into the next question, and you raised it before about talking about farmers or the mining sector. Have you found in your research in those sectors and in others that there's some commonalities across the ag sector versus the non-ag sector?
Yes, I think that there are common factors particularly across all areas, and I can sort of give you some examples. So certainly in some areas where the key stresses are around maybe relationship problems with partners and sometimes children. Sometimes, of course, there's financial stress due to economic or environmental uncertainty and change, and a whole lot of other factors. We also have this social isolation where people are working remotely, they are in challenging environments. They are all statistically significant risk factors. So we know that, for example, in the mining sector, from our extensive research, that around 28% of people have a high psychological distress, compared to about 10.8% of the Australian population. So we can see that those risk factors, those sorts of things, are having an impact on people working in isolation. We've also found that people, particularly men, around 25 to 34, younger men, working men with families, young families, and all the challenges associated with that, are often at risk. And so you can compare, say, for example, you know, people working in your industry, going out to sea for a few days at the time, unable to deal with the issues at home, and then having to come and face those. And that's the same in some cases in the mining sector. So there are similarities.
So you did mention the age issues there, and for us, at least from the, when I say us, I mean from my industry, the commercial seafood sector, we have an aging fleet, and I think the average age of our fishermen is pushing the 50-year-old mark, if not higher. Are you finding in that cohort something different to that younger cohort that you discussed before?
Yes, there are some differences. There are also some similarities. For example, you can compare that cohort that you work with, for example, the farming sector, because of course we know that our farmers are aging, and some of the challenges that they're facing are around succession and how do they plan for that. There are always family issues. There are financial issues around all of those sorts of things. There is physical health and safety associated with that. So there's a whole lot of other issues that can be compared, and that can, you know, and we conclude that there are similarities. And so it's really important that there are ways that they can access information. They can understand what's happening to them, and not only that, understand that there is absolutely no shame in talking to someone and seeking help early, because that's the real challenge.
Okay, now that's good information to share. So, look, this issue is an ongoing one for us, and this initial discussion is one that I hope we can continue to have. Now, you do cite research and your experience in this area. Are there materials you could possibly provide me that I could make available to industry so they can have a read and look beyond our sort of borders of our industry, so to speak?
Yes, there are. There's a lot of information, and we provide people that come to our prevention programs with a lot of information. And equally, there's a lot of information online. But I suppose when we deliver our prevention programs, we are very keen to talk to people face to face, because often there's trust built, there are trusting relationships built, and there are conversations that are created in a very safe place. So, yes, we can provide you with access to where to go for help, where to go for information, all of those things. But in a sense, what happens is around our prevention programs is that there is something about sharing issues that's very cathartic. And often we find that when people, you know, leave our programs, that they feel actually very uplifted, because they feel that they're not alone. They feel that they've actually spoken about things they've never spoken about in their life before, and they feel therefore much more confident about doing it. And the results that we've found from our research tell us that without exception, a very high proportion of people who would never have dreamt of seeking help from a professional before will definitely do that afterwards and feel confident about doing it.
Yeah, at least from a Queensland perspective, and thank you for that. We're a bit in our infancy in terms of the availability of industry-specific programs, but that's not to say that yourself and I and others can't keep having this conversation, because it's not just limited to Queensland. There are stressed commercial fishers around the country, and the discussion needs to continue and needs to be had. So, look, Jennifer, I appreciate your time today. I'm hoping we can catch up at some later stage to do a bit of an update as to where we're at, and for me to ask you some more questions based on that. So, look, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Eric.
Oh, that's great. Again, I know you're very busy, and look, if you've got any materials that I can share with our listeners, that'd be great. So, for those listening to the podcast, thank you again for sharing your time with us, and for listening. This issue is important and needs to be discussed. So, again, thank you, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. Thanks, Jennifer.
Goodbye.